to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us
Welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And today, this is what I've been waiting for a while. My friend Rico Gonzalez, how are you?
I'm doing a lot better now. My day was a little, thought I had a chill day. Uh-huh. And then 7 o'clock got here before I knew it, and here we are.
Yes.
But we got it figured out. We're here. I'm blessed. I'm happy, and I'm ready to go.
And we're going to have fun. We're going to learn a little bit about you. So I'm glad. I'm sorry I had a crappy day, but, you know, we're here. We're gonna have some fun.
Yeah, no, we're good.
We're gonna get some new fans to get on board if they don't know you already. So, guys, if you're new here to the Under Rope series, here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage. I got you covered. If you guys got any questions, please feel free. Drop it into the chat. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. So,
maybe not all of them, but book. Whatever y'all want to ask, I'm here. I'm here to answer.
Shout out to Everything Pro Wrestling, Conrad. What's going on? Thanks for dropping on in. Go check him out. He's got you covered for AEW, WWE, and all that stuff. He'll be live later. Today's Wednesday. That's right. AEW's on today. So go check him out for his AEW reviews after. So let's start off a little bit about you, because again, like, some fans might not know you in this area pretty much that listen to this podcast. So, but I want to talk a little bit, like, your background a little bit, working with AR Fox at the WWA 4 a little bit. So give us a little breakdown about that.
So I started training about 3 years ago here in I live here in Atlanta. I was born in Mexico, but I was raised here in Atlanta. And it was years before I even joined. I was just randomly looking up wrestling schools. And anybody that's at the training at the WWA 4 now will tell you pretty much the same story. They just went on Google and looked up best wrestling schools. And WWA 4 is the first school that comes up. So a buddy of mine went over to so they train Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Thursday, they'll have free shows that are actually tomorrow is the first time we're going back on YouTube Live, because
We
were off. Yeah, we were off of YouTube Live for a little bit. We were just dropping matches individually, but we're going back on YouTube Live tomorrow. And every Thursday they have a free show. So a buddy of mine pulled up, and it was the first time I had seen wrestling up close like that, and pretty much like an indie. This is the first time I had seen something like that. So we went for a while, and maybe a few months later, I told my buddy, I was like, hey, what if we join and just like start reffing or something? I don't know, like just anything to be closer to this. And he like laughed it off. He's like, yeah, sure, we should do it. But I was serious. So the first week of January 2021, I went to the WWE four, and I joined, and from there, like they say, the rest is history.
That's so crazy. I just like to start off as a ref, and I feel like I had this conversation recently with somebody, and I was like, I think a lot of people kind of start off as a ref, and it's really the best way to like learn and see everything more up close.
For sure. Anybody better. That's just sorry.
Go ahead.
anybody that's just joining, like if you want to get some ring time and it's not and you're not ready yet to have a match, reffing will help you so much. It helped me so much. Just getting in front of a crowd, like just being in the ring, getting in front of a crowd, having to perform, but at a little bit of a lesser level. Mm-hmm. It'll help so much.
So how is that like transition, right? Because like I've been places where like you just know the ref, right? And you're like, oh, this is ref so-and-so, whatever like that, you know? And then it is a little weird for like the fan to kind of like accept like, oh, ref to wrestler, you know, because you're so used to being that ref. So like how was that transition?
So for me, actually, so when I came in and I went up to Fox and I was like, hey, I want to train to be a ref. He kind of looked at me a little bit crazy. He was like, really? Like, I guess he hadn't had someone that in a while that had just came in just wanting to be a ref, you know?
Yeah.
So when I came in, he pretty much trained me to be a wrestler. Mm-hmm. And just on the Thursday shows, he would throw me in there as a ref and let me practice it then. But it was him and a few of the guys that I trained with. They were like, you're picking up pretty quickly on the in-ring stuff. And you move pretty well. You learn quickly. Like, we really think you should hop in the ring. Mm-hmm. And I doubted it for a little while just because of my size. And because of the people that had came out of the WWE 4, you've got Austin Theory, you've got Apollo Crews. These guys are like four times my size. So I was like, there's no way. But after a while of just seeing the other guys at the WWE 4, seeing a lot of guys on the indies, I was like, oh, okay. Like, this isn't as crazy as I thought it would be. Or, like, this isn't as far of a goal that I thought it would be, you know?
Right.
So it's something I definitely could do. So that transition came pretty easily because I was only reffing at the WWE 4, and I did get to ref a little bit at Action, SCI, and actually at Restival in 2021. I reffed a couple matches for that. So I don't think a lot of people really know that I was a ref. They more so know me as a wrestler now.
Right. So yeah, I do my homework. Yeah. Oh, I think that's awesome. Shout out to Captain Dave in the chat. What's going on? How are you? It's been a minute. So yeah, let's talk about this because obviously I'm gonna break down like a couple of matches, but let's talk about you know, for a fan that's listening to this interview, never seen you wrestle before, what's the go-to match that you would recommend for them to watch to instantly become a fan?
Oh, there's so many. Okay. So many last year that I'm so proud of. I would say go-to would be when I retired my man's AC Mac back in, I want to say June, July, at Naptown All-Pro, Naptown Midwestern Trendkill, which is on IWTV. I also have that matchup on my YouTube channel at Rico94 Gonzalez, or just search up Rico Gonzalez. I would say that match I'm so proud of because I got to let go a little bit and just not focus so much on what the match was, but more so just emotionally invest or be able to show a little bit more emotion, which is what I'm a fan of, really,
right,
in wrestling. So I would say that one. You can also see me getting my ass beat by Anthony Henry at Action, which was a match that really changed me as a performer, I think. But yeah, he kicked my ass. And my match with Brogan, that was actually his last match at Action. I forget. I think it was Into the Actionverse. We had three matches at Action, but it was the last one. A match I'm very proud of, a match that he's proud of, a match that his dad was proud of, which is crazy to me.
So good. They're so good. Good cop, bad cops in the chat. What's going on? He says he's going to catch up. He's watching in speed so he can catch up to our questions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, let's talk a little bit about Action, because Action is a home, you know. And most recently, we need to ask you about your match with Moses, because I feel like you know, I have to offer you some, like, ice for all the chops that you took.
Oh, my God. Wait, repeat that one more time. Sorry, my thing fell
No,
off.
You're good. No, we got to talk about your last, like, I know, like, it wasn't the recent one, but, like, it's close enough to recent with your match with Moses. You got a lot of, like, chops, and, like, I feel like I need to go in the kitchen and grab you some ice from all those chops.
I wish you would have had the ice on hand right by the ring, because, I had nightmares about those.
Oh, no.
I want to say they're probably, like, top five of the hardest chops I've ever, maybe top three.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cabron Canyon, Moses, who was the other one? Anthony Henry, maybe.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I want to say those were three that I was like, all right, I'm about to cry, or I'm just going to roll out and just take the cat out.
Oh, no. We need a designated, like, ice person. So, like, you know, like, after the match, they can bring you, like, an ice pack, you know, for the, for the chops.
That's one of those moments where I'm in ring and I'm like, why did I choose to do this?
I'm dead. Oh, man. Definitely, if you haven't checked it out, check out Action on IWTV. Veronica's in the chat. Hi, Veronica. I know that she was, like, writing back and forth with you on Twitter, that she was like, oh,
yes,
I'm excited for this one.
Oh,
so.
I love her. Shout out, Veronica. I love her.
If you have any questions, drop them into the chat. Share the stream. Let's get some more people in here, you know? So another match that I wanted to talk about. So I like to kind of make sure that I bring up matches for people that, you know, they may be familiar with, you know, that have been on this podcast. I always, like, roll into that. So let's talk about Billy Starks. Okay. I had to rewatch it the other day. I was like, I got to rewatch this match. And I was like, and then I sent it to my friend who said that he didn't know who you were. So I was like, okay, this is the match I was like, I'm going to send over, you know? Yeah. So talk a little bit about that one.
So I've actually had three matches with Billy Starks. One was at the WWA 4, which is where I train here in Atlanta. The other one was at TWE. I think that was the second one. And the third one we had was at Action. So I don't know if you want me to talk about all three, a specific
one.
Sure,
whatever you want to talk.
I'm going to talk about my favorite one, which was at my home location at the WWA 4 in Atlanta. And it's got a lot of views on YouTube, probably because of Billy. And intergender wrestling, I didn't know it was such a, like, thing. Like, once I posted it, and then we got a lot of comments, and then I got messages and stuff, I was like, Billy, what's going on? And she's like, oh, it's an intergender match. Like, some people really don't like it. Some people really like it. Like, it's just, it's very polarizing. I didn't even know. Like, I'm like, we're 2022, maybe. I was like, we're in 2022. Like, why are people so up in arms about this? I didn't realize it was going to be all that. I'm just having a match with my friend. We became really good friends, and she hit me up and she's like, hey, I want to come wrestle at the WWE 4. And I'm like, you're Billy Starks. Like, you don't have to wrestle at our training school. You know, she's like, no, I want to, and I want to wrestle you. And that match, her mom was there, and Matt Griffin was there, the booker of Action, for those of y'all that don't know. And it was just like, I just enjoyed every minute of it, because I've got this superstar, Billy Starks, in the building that I train at. So I've got the home field advantage, and I think I say that in the match. And we do some crazy stuff. So I go up to her mom after the match, and I'm like, hey, just so you know, a lot of it was her idea. And she's like, oh, I know. I got you. You're fine. And I didn't hold back either, because I was like, I'm going to kick you, and I'm going to hit you. So just bring it. And she's like, I love Billy. I love her. She's just like me. We are we like to go crazy sometimes. Sometimes we like to do dumb shit. And it's just like, it's just fun, you know? Sometimes I'm a little bit older, so sometimes I dial back and I'm like, all right, I gotta chill. You know, but sometimes I get that itch to do some dumb shit, and I know we're very similar in that aspect.
Shout out to Billy, love her.
I love her.
Shout out to her mom, and Mouse,
Rebecca, yes, Rebecca's a goat. Rebecca
yes.
is a goat, and I want my match, but her rate is crazy. She told me her rate was $1,000 per bump.
Oh,
So I'm gonna just be forearming her and chopping her or something.
maybe somebody wants to sponsor it, just putting it out
Yes.
there, Oh, we love her. So definitely go check that out. I mean, I was watching the other day. I said the one at Action, for
Okay.
over there. Yeah, Veronica says Billy's freaking amazing. Veronica said that she loves us. So thank you. Love you too. Let's see what else. Oh, so let's. So Matt Griffin sent me a question to ask you about. So he said,
Oh, Lord
ask
Jesus.
him. He goes, ask him about when AC wanted to make it official at Southeast First Live on IWTV.
Oh, what a good question. Okay, I thought he was gonna ask me to put him over or something. What was it? Wait, I'm sorry. The question was, when did he decide?
No, he said he wanted me to ask you about like the moment, that when he actually to make it official on,
Oh, that.
yeah.
Okay. I love my man so much because he is, and you can tell just by if you watch that promo, if you watch any of his promo, he is such a genuine person, and he despises like making anything inorganic or unauthentic. So that's exactly what that moment was, and I'm pretty sure people could tell. We were talking about making it official, and we were talking about it the week before. So the week that he won the IWTV World Title there, Action, I was like, hey, do you want to make it official now or do you want to wait? You have a big match coming up. So I was like, if you win the world title, then we can be together. If not, then we will have to figure something else out. I was just messing with him just to like, he's a very emotional person. So he was like, no, that's perfect. We can just wait for the day of and like we'll go out after the match and we'll make it official there or whatever. We'll go out to dinner or something. He didn't know. He was about to win the IWTV World Title. Until I want to say, I don't know if it was the day of or a few days before. I didn't know until the moment that it happened. So he wins the world title. He's in the ring with everybody that's been there. Most of his colleagues that have been there since day one. A lot of his peers from Action, Matt. Everybody, and I'm in the corner and I'm recording his life of for IWTV, and I'm just kind of in the background. I don't want to make it a thing. I'm like, well, we'll hang out after, you know. And he calls me over. He's like, what are you doing? Calls me over and gives me a big hug. I still don't want to make it a thing. I'm also like so weird with public affection and just the fact that we're in the South and we're gay and like it's like a whole thing that's going through my mind. But he hugs me and he asks me, he's like, do you want a kiss? And I even in that usually I will hesitate and I'll be like, I don't know about this. But in that moment it just felt so real. It felt so natural. It felt right. I was like, yeah, let's do it, you know? So we kiss in the ring after he wins his world championship, and that's when we make it official right there in that moment. It sounds like a damn movie,
Oh.
but it was such a real, like, authentic moment for both of us. And I don't know if like everybody knew really, but that's when we made it official.
Oh, I love that. I love
Yeah.
that. So thanks, Matt, for throwing that in
Love
for
that question.
us. Yeah, we need stuff like this, to put on IWTV all the time and all the good stuff. We need some good
Yes.
stuff. So there's your movie.
Yes,
I'm
for
here
sure.
for it. Let's talk a little bit about SCI because it's coming up. We have this big tournament this year. So again, like I said, special tournament. If you guys haven't seen it before, definitely go check it out. So I know last year you got to be part of the first round. out. And, you know, even though, like, you know, you didn't make it, you know, could this be the year, you know, that, you know, you go in and you can take it all?
Absolutely. So every time I step in that ring, I learn from every single one of my opponents. And I, like I posted a couple of days ago, like fine wine, I just get better with time. And I completely believe that going into, I will earn my spot into SCI. I will do whatever I need to do to earn my spot into SCI. I will go in more prepared because last year I was actually a last minute add-in for Allen Angels, I believe, was supposed to be in the SCI. But Allen Angels couldn't do it because of, I think it was Impact TNA, whatever it is now. So I got added in last minute. No excuses. I went under. I lost in the first round. I didn't prepare as much. I wasn't in it. This year, I will earn my spot in. I will be way more prepared, and I will be a way better competitor than I was last year. Every year, I get better. I'm in my third year, and I feel like I am leaps and bounds ahead of where I was last year.
Definitely. Like, I'm excited to, like, see where you go this year. And we're only in February. You know, it's crazy. Like, so I'm excited to see, like, what your year is. And, like, you know, and again, this is why I do these interviews, you know. So book him, you know. Right. Book him closer so I can see him.
SCI Action, TW, all that has been a home for me. And that's the promotions that have really helped push me and helped catapult me into different opportunities. But they've definitely been my home. I feel like I have fallen short when it comes to the big moments.
Right.
But that only fuels me and fires me up more to get that big moment.
I'm here for it. Good Cop, Bad Cop says, so glad I signed up for Honor Club in 2024. I got to see Billy and plenty of my indie faves on a weekly basis. Absolutely. Veronica says, I believe that Rico will win the SCI.
I believe so, too. I know it. And I'm going to win Haas this year, too. Ooh. We've got Haas tournament down here at New South, March 1st and 2nd.
Yes, here for that. So let's see what else we got here. Actually, you know what? Another big part that I would definitely want to talk about is Effie's Big Gay Brunch as, like, a whole. You know, shout out to Effie. Like, who doesn't love Effie, you know? Like,
who doesn't love Effie? If you don't love Effie, you're wrong.
Yes, get out.
Because there will be so many people that will swing for this man, that will take a bullet for this man.
Mm-hmm.
Effie is the indies. We love Effie.
Definitely. So let's talk about it, because this is such, you know, I feel like Effie's paved such, you know, a way for LGBT community and everything like that. And to, like, have this and just, like, you know, people feel comfortable, like, you know, that they come out and, like, this is, like, a goal, you know, for people who's, like, work Effie or, like, be part of this Big Gay Brunch. So tell us a little bit about your experience working with Effie, you know, the Big Gay Brunch.
So I'm going to start off by saying, for any of the wrestlers that are hitting up Effie and are bothering him about the brunch and are getting on his nerves, I'm going to need y'all to stop. Because, like, Effie is such an important person to the indies. He goes out of his way to help put LGBTQ talent on the map, and he doesn't need that extra stress. So I'm gonna need y'all to chill on that. But as far as working with Effie, I've been in the car with Effie a couple times, and this man is an enigma. He is just being around him, you just absorb so much knowledge. And he is everything you see on screen and then some. As far as working on the brunch with him, he has been nothing but good to me. He's always allowed me to, the last two brunches, he's allowed me to have singles matches, and he's allowed me to just do whatever I want. I show up and he's like, I know you're good. Be you, be that Latin spice. Go off, do what you need to do. I know you're good, you know. So he's allowed me that platform. He has been nothing but good to me. Every time I see him, it's been nothing but positive interactions. He's always going up to Brett at GCW and like, hey, here's your guy right here, you know, put him on. So I love Effie. I have nothing but good things to say about him. I don't know. I can't think of anything else far specifically at the brunch. It's always a good time. I love seeing all the new talent. I got to be a part of the, they called it the internet. They always call it a different scramble every time. The one I was a part of was Dallas, a couple years ago at the Collective. And I was a part of the international scramble because we had, I represented Mexico. You had, Silvio Milano from Australia. We had talent from the UK here in the US. I can't remember everybody that was in the in that scramble, but it was the international one. But I love seeing all the new talent. I've got to see a lot of my peers from down here in the South, from TWE, from Action, just in this area. They were featured in this year's scramble. So always love seeing new talent, new gay talent thrive and be put in the spotlight. And also myself, I got a win over Jay Vidal at the last one. And we tore the house down.
Definitely go check that out. I just like we had to touch about that because it's just such a amazing thing that he does, and you know, just to see all the love that you get like on social media, you know, like that, you know, for these brunches and stuff like that. Effie's great, you know, and you know, I've heard that too with like the JCW, GCW, like, oh, here's your guy, and like, you know, I've heard that
Also,
from other wrestlers too that said it, you know.
yes, shout out Effie. That man had like a crazy ass match with Mance Warner the night before. So he showed up to brunch the next morning, which is already crazy. We show up at like 9 a.m., which is crazy in itself to show up at 9 a.m. for a wrestling show. But he shows up with like 7 or 8 staples in his head.
Oh my goodness.
And just, he's like, hey, I'm sorry. My brain is like scrambled right now, but I'm trying to get this show together. So, I do want to shout out Pollo Del Mar, Billy Dixon, who else was back there? Pero. A lot of those people really stepped up that day to help Effie, the this last brunch here in Orlando. And a lot of the Brett and a lot of people from GCW really stepped in and helped just do commentary, help put the show together, help everything run smoothly, which is so like people don't talk enough about how hard it is to put a wrestling show together and how difficult it is to run. I can't imagine like me being the guy to put it all together, but I've seen a lot of the stress that goes into it. So shout out to those people that were behind the scenes that day. Nick Gage, shout out to Nick fucking Gage. That guy is the man. He was on commentary and just like you would expect from Nick Gage. That itself was a treat to have Nick Gage on commentary. I had Masha Slamovich on commentary for my match. So shout out to Masha. Love her.
Definitely. Shout out to everybody that like puts the effort to like entertain us, right? Like, you know, I know a lot of people don't know what it entails, and like I've even gotten like backstage at places, and just to see the stress that goes on back there. I've seen promoters like putting chairs out and like running around like with their head cut off, you know, and it's like, you know, it's everybody, ring announcers, commentators, you know, wrestlers, you know, like production, you know, like it's a team effort. You know,
Absolutely. And
so
so many people go unthanked, and so many people aren't shouted out enough for helping that show run and putting it together.
Definitely. Jimmy said Effie's jacket is way too heavy. Ring crew problems. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, let's go on another. Let's do one of the fan tweets from A Good Cop, Bad Cop. He loves messing with everybody on this podcast. So he said, Rico Gonzalez being an anagram of Cola Zero Zing. What is the best soda pop out there?
Oh my God. What?
Well, he was kind of like, you know, depending how people say it, whether it's soda, whether it's pop, or soda
Oh,
pop.
gotcha.
Like,
Well, I definitely say, well, I would say soda or Coke. We just call it all Coke down here. I'm from
everything,
Atlanta,
like
from where Coke is from.
if it's like Pepsi, you still call it Coke.
Yeah. Down here, everything's Coke or soda, I guess, if it's not Coke. But yeah,
The
this
things
is where Coke is from Atlanta.
there you go. That's these are the things that you learn, you know, that you know you don't know. So
For
that's a
sure.
new one for me.
For sure.
We have a fan tweet from Lisa. She wants to know, what's your best dish that you can make?
Oh, what a good question. So the best dish I could make, it's been a minute since I've cooked. As ever since I started wrestling, like my life has just been so crazy, and like I've had just been doing a million things, it feels like. So I haven't been able to cook, but definitely my mom's enchiladas. She's got a very good recipe for them, and I would say they're not, mine aren't as good as hers, but I would say that's probably the best thing I can cook. That or we have this. Wait, what am I talking about? My dad used to have us sell food out of the back of a truck and have us like cook half of it.
Oh, wow.
So for those of y'all that, well, now it's called street corn. I feel like a lot more people know
Yeah,
about it.
yeah.
But it's street corn in a cup. It's called esquites. So you get your, I'm gonna give you all the recipe right now. You get your butter, you throw a stick of butter in there, then you cut jalapenos in half, depending on the spice level that you want. Maybe one, I would say maybe no more than two. So two jalapenos cut in half in there. Let them saute a little bit in the butter. Then you pour your. You can go either. You can cut the corn up, the like boiled corn, and throw it in there. But I like to use the canned corn. It just
Okay.
tastes sweeter. It tastes better. I know some people like being a little bit more natural, but for this one, don't do that. Just go the can. Throw the can in there, and then there's this thing called epazote, which is like a, it kind of looks like cilantro. I wouldn't know what to call it in English. I'm sorry. But it's called epazote. You put it in there, you let it boil for a little bit, let everything marinate, throw it in a cup, throw it in a bowl, mayonnaise, spice, and cheese.
Oh.
Parmesan is the easiest to go to, but you got cotija cheese too, which is, I think, is the most common.
Write your notes down, guys. You got
Yes, you get a
the
recipe from me today.
Look at that. We're cooking
Yeah.
with Rico on this
Yes.
podcast.
We used to also make tacos, ceviche. I don't know if everybody knows what
Yeah, I
ceviche
like
is, but it's,
ceviche.
I love ceviche. Oh my God. Yeah, those are the other, we had tamales too. Yeah, I didn't really make, the tamales is like a whole thing. That's for like a tenured person,
Yeah.
like somebody's mom or somebody's aunt or grandma. Like that's not for me. That's advanced stuff.
You gotta like make a cooking book now, then you can put it out and you can make some money
Yes,
here.
yes.
See?
I have had one of the fans down here. She asked me for one of my mom's recipes to like put. She's putting a cookbook of all
Oh,
the wrestlers
wow.
together. Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
That's really awesome. Yeah, I think
Yeah.
we need more of that. I know that they had the Eating with Indies. They had like a couple like recipes in a book, so that'd be kind of fun. I
Yeah.
feel like it's like a thing, you know.
For sure.
But so now we can, you know, I guess Rico's gonna have to come back and we'll get the video and then we'll like record him like cooking in the kitchen. We'll get him an apron and everything like that. You know, we'll
Yes,
put his
I'm
logo
gonna
on it.
Yes.
I'm here for it. Let me give love in the chat. April's in the chat. What's going on? Zach's in the chat. He goes, hello. Veronica's Alec Price was amazing on the commentary for most of the matches that she was talking
Yes,
about.
shout out Alec Price.
Good Cop, Bad Cop says, yes, the South calls everything Coke in places. I forgot that. Coke Museum is in Atlanta, so not surprising.
Yes.
Veronica says, I love street corn. I need Rico to send me that recipe for for his street corn. So,
I
see?
got you. I'll send it to you after once we're off of here.
There you go. There you go. I like that. So, you know, I do the coffee thing with Phil Cardigan. I'm going to do the cooking thing with Rico now.
Yes.
I'm here for it. All right. So here's a good question that I feel that I needed to incorporate into this podcast. So shout out to Zach because he did this with the last podcast. So because of the fact that like now I'm trying to bring more people from the South on, we just had Maya's World from Texas
Oh.
recently on. Love her. Shout out to her. So he had asked in that chat, so I wanted to bring it into this one. So, who are some wrestlers that you feel that people should be paying attention to from the South?
Oh, I love this question. I'm gonna go straight to the WWA 4 just because that's my training school. I just lost the. I was a double champ at the WWA 4. I had the WWA 4 World Title and the WWA 4 Internet Title, and I just dropped them to Keelan Cole,
Mm-hmm.
He won the WWE Four World Championship. That's somebody to look for this year. I feel like could be a breakout year for him. Jay Tyler, he won the WWE Four Internet Championship. For those of y'all listening, also go follow the WWE Four on everywhere. We go live every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I have to say that now because you've got Central and all, you know, all the other stuff. Anybody else watching from those time zones? But follow WWE Four. A lot of guys are killing it. Grayson Pierce. I know Teriyaki's got his name out there. I know a few people know who Teriyaki is. But that's definitely somebody to watch. He just got back from a tour in NOAH in Japan. Mm-hmm. So shout out to him. Any of the top team boys, Dante Darko, Jay Lucas, Neji Ichiban, he was in that match that we were in. A lot of those WWE 4 boys are definitely ones to look at. As far as outside of the WWE 4, oh, there's so much talent. Hunter Drake, shout out to the Heartbreak Killers. That was, we were a trio, but Brogan Finley left us to go on to bigger and better things. So definitely a Hunter Drake, Braden Toon over at New South. Those boys have been killing it. Kenzie Page, she's on NWA. Who else? Man, whenever anybody asks this question, it's like all wrestlers leave your mind.
Yeah, I know.
So I know there's a lot of people that like, I mean, Adam, a lot of people know about Adam Priest now.
Oh, he's been on this pod.
Yeah, he is my favorite indie wrestler. It was Jay Malachi, but he went on to bigger and better things also. But Adam Priest, Derek Neal, like, it's crazy to me that Derek Neal isn't on TV. Like, Derek Neal is such a good talent. I would love to wrestle him 7 days out of the week and twice on Sunday if I could.
Like, I love that.
Northside Heroes. Northside Heroes are one of the best tag teams here in the Southeast. I want to say they're the best tag team here in the Southeast. But they don't get the flowers that they deserve, I don't think. So those two boys are definitely two to look at.
There's a lot. there's so much. Braden Toon, someone that I need to have on this podcast because I've been talking about him like a lot. Diego Hill, you know,
a lot. The North Carolina, like, you can. There's just so much talent. Yeah. The North Carolina boys are killing it. Bo Jack, Diego Hill, Mason Miles.
Yes.
I don't know if a lot of people know.
No,
who Mason
I know.
Miles
I've been
is.
Seeing like some stuff.
Mason Miles gave me one of my best matches, and I had no idea we were going to have one of my best matches before I went out there. Like, it was crazy. He's so good, and I feel like he's absolutely not talked about enough.
Yeah. So I love it because I think a lot of you guys are, like, starting to come up this way, you know, whether it's Jersey or whether it's Connecticut or, you know, Massachusetts, like, is a hotbed for wrestling. So I love seeing, you know, like, ETU's been putting on, like, a lot of people, you know, so even, like, coming up to Open or, you know, stuff like that. So it's nice. And, like, even, like, DPW is another promotion that everybody should be, like, keeping tabs on. So just to see, like, you know, BK Westwood, and, you know, like, it's just really good. So, you know, pay attention, guys. Good Cop, Bad Cop said signed recipes at the merch table would be unique.
Oh, I need to follow Good Cop, Bad Cop. I'm sorry I don't follow you already.
They're good peeps. Go give them some love. Yeah. So that would be kind of cool. Like, you have, like, a printout, you laminate it or something, and then it's like, but we have a picture of you on it, and then it's like, and then you can sign it.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. So there you go. Like, you know, this is my recipe if you want it. So Veronica says, you definitely need to get Braden Toon on. Yo, I am here for his Shooting Star Press. Like, I'm obsessed. My two favorite moves, German suplex with the beautiful bridge and a Shooting Star Press. And I was like, I tweeted at him like the other day. I was like, he's become like one of my favorite wrestlers now. I was like, just for the Shooting Star.
Yes, like, I love that. Yeah. I just had a match with him.
Yes, I know. It's so awesome. So yeah, definitely. I'm gonna work on that, Veronica. I got you. All right, let's go on. Okay, so here's a funny question that I'm gonna bring back. This is like one of my OG questions on this podcast. What's the craziest thing a fan's done to get your attention?
To get my attention.
It could be something funny, like, you know, not like depressing, like stalking or something.
No. What is one of the craziest things? I want to say the fans this year, at like as a collective at the WWE 4, just it was my, how do I say this without being too... I was in my bad boy era at the WWE 4, I would say. I did a lot of bad things at the WWE 4, and the fans all absolutely hated me. So I think as a collective, them just throwing trash at me, them just for my entrance, like literally getting up like in my face. There's a picture I have with a pink mask, a pink chaise that I have on. And it's just everybody in my face, just with this, like, all up close. They got rowdy in there. They would throw stuff. They would chant all types of crazy things at me. So I want to say just them collectively, the WWE 4 fans, were crazy. So I retaliated, and it was especially one fan, Chase, that comes to the WWE 4 regularly. He's the loudest. Craziest man in there, like saying the absolute craziest things that you could chant or that you can say to a wrestler will come out of his mouth. So I put I have my poncho on usually, and I put to my number one fan, and I got one of his like somebody sent me a picture of his I didn't even have him on Instagram, but it was like one of the craziest pictures he has on his Instagram that was like, I don't know, he was like hit with a gun or something, and I just put it on my poncho. I was like, to my number one fan. I need to do that more.
That's such a clapback. I'm here for that. Oh, man. And I'm sure he appreciated the hell out of that. Like,
oh, he was like, bro, where did you even get this picture? Like, I'm like, the internet is out there. Like, you know, once you post up, your picture's out there. So then somebody sent it to me.
Funny. That's such a great heel move there. Like, I'm here for that. More for it. That
was great. I had so much fun this year.
My God. I have to shout out Brian Pro in the chat. What is going on? He does all those amazing graphics out there. He does those like monthly, like the Black History Month, and then like the LGBT ones. And then, I mean, I've been in even a few of his too. Like, man, go hit him up. His graphics are awesome.
Yes, and so much work. And so, like the amount of work that I feel like that takes. And he does it every year. And, like, I feel like every month he's putting something out. Yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah. So, thank you for coming in here. So, I had to give you some flowers in there because you're so important to the wrestling community also there. Joe Panther's in here. Hello. What's going on? Good Cop, Bad Cop says, Rico Gonzalez plus Street Form equals Street Corn Gonzalez. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Say that 10 times.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's going to be my new gimmick.
Yeah. You're going to come out with like a corn.
Right. I'm going to come out selling them.
There you go.
What? Come They're going to be box. On my merch table. Like, yes. Yeah. I'm going to be like during my entrance.
$10.
Yes. $10 each for real. We're on the same page here.
Matt, I'm sorry, what's going to happen on action going forward?
We're about to ruin these storylines.
I'm here for it. All right, so that was the craziest thing a fan's done. But the other thing that's very dear to my heart on this podcast is wrestling with positivity. So is there anything you could share with us, something maybe a fan's done for you, maybe you've done for a fan, maybe a wrestler's done for you, maybe something you did for a wrestler, anything that comes to mind that we wouldn't know unless, you know, you told on this podcast.
So I don't want to get too sad on this, but I want to use this to shout out Auntie CK. She was such a big fan here in the Southeast, and a big fan of indie wrestling. She recently passed a week, 2 weeks ago. But she was constantly just in my inbox. Hey, I'm very proud of you. I love the seeing the growth from the baby ref that we got when you started to just this badass wrestler on the indies. She was always quick to not just me, from everybody. Like, she was such a big supporter of everybody here down south, and a lot of people everywhere in wrestling, really. I know when she passed, a lot of people on Twitter, her ex, hopped on and they were just talking about how much of a beautiful soul she was, how positive she was. She was always so quick to just tell you how proud she was of you and how much you've grown, and quick to remind you everything that you've done and to not forget how much you've done. So shout out to her. Shout out to her family. I hope they're doing okay. But yeah, without making it too sad, I definitely want to shout her out for being such a beautiful person, such a beautiful soul.
Yeah, she was sweet. She was in DMs with me too. Like, I was like going back. I was like, oh, we used to talk a lot about makeup. I was like, oh, I was like, it's sad. Like, I never got to meet her, but
She actually hit me up and was like, "Hey, I want you to talk to your mom and I want you to send me a recipe. I'm putting a book together."
Oh.
So it was,
Oh, that's sad. Okay, so let's move on to another question here. We're winding down, so if you guys got any other questions, feel free to drop them into the chat. All right, so again, we're in February, so what's some goals that you have for 2024?
My goals for 2024 are easy. I want to get up to the Northeast. I want to get a consistent booking. If not, just get my foot in the door in the Northeast. And I want to get to the West Coast. I have made my mark here in the Southeast. I've made a little bit of a mark in the Midwest. But those are two territories that I feel like I haven't. I just need my foot in the door. And I know once I get just a little bit of an opportunity, I'm a kill it. And but that's my main goals. Other goals is just keep wrestling people that are better than me. What else? And just enjoy it more, have more fun, and eat more food at every state that I go to.
I'm here for that.
I'm a big food person. Like, I love eating food. I'd probably have abs if I was a food
Oh man.
person,
Veronica said, "What was the best or worst match you've ever been in?"
oh my God.
She's
So
putting you on the
my
spot.
so this is easy as far as the worst, and I don't have to out nobody,
Yeah.
but probably any triple threat that I've been in, minus like one, they've all been bad. Like, I have very, like, every time I see a graphic come up with a triple threat, I'm like, oh God, I'm about to get exposed.
Oh
But
no.
no, I don't know why. It's just triple threats are very difficult, like, to execute. They're very difficult to put together. For some reason, four ways, five man, six man scrambles, like, those are good. Like, but it's just the three people. Like, I don't know why
It's
it's
an odd
everybody
number.
has to be on it. Yeah,
It's an odd
everybody has
number.
to be on it. Yeah, but my 10 worst matches are probably all triple threats. Including, oh, okay, so I can out these people because they're my bestest friends in wrestling. But Hunter Drake and Brogan Finley, we had a triple threat at Black Label Pro. Please don't go watch it because we went in there so confident. We were like, we got this. Like, we teamed together. We're on the road together. And we go in there and then it just, things were a little off. So shout out to those guys. Those are my boys. Love them. But we all agree that that wasn't our best match.
She also said, "What inspired you to become a wrestler?"
What inspired me to become a wrestler? I mean, I've been watching wrestling since middle school. The two guys that I remember, like, just that I cared about the most was The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. So those two guys, I think, started that that it was always in the back of my head that I wanted to be a wrestler, but it was something that I didn't think I could do just because of my size. I just thought it was so unattainable. Like, how do you even do that? How do you even become a wrestler, you know? Now I know you join a wrestling school or, you know, you start training and stuff like that. But before I was like, how do you even join this world where I didn't even know indies existed?
Right.
So it was in middle school watching those guys and then just going to the WWE for Thursday shows. And just the vibe in there is just so free. So, like, it's just a very chill vibe. To just allow you to be a fan, talk your shit if you want to talk your shit, or just be in the back just watching if you want, you know. Going to the WWE 4 Thursday shows and watching a lot of the guys that were on the show, whether it was good or bad, I was like, if it was good, I was like, oh, okay, like that seems difficult, but that guy's not, he's not that much bigger than me. So I was like, I can probably do that. And when it was bad, I could just be like, oh, okay, well, if he can do that, I can.
There you go. This is why we love the indies here. So, as I always say, it's very personable and, you know, it's more intimate and everything like that. And that's why I dedicated this channel to the indies. So, shout out to the indies.
Right. Shout out.
All right. So, my final question for you, and then we'll get into whatever you have matches you got coming up. So what's a piece of advice that you would give, you know, those, you know, inspired or amateur wrestlers out there?
I cannot stress this enough. Hop in a car. Hop in a car, hop in a car, hop in a car, hop in a car, hop in a car. Hop in a car with anybody that you can. But a lot of the people that you think are out of reach, they're really not. I've heard people tell me when I started, hey, I reached out to Effie and asked him if I could ride with him. And he said, hell yeah, absolutely. Like, and to me, when I started, Effie was like somebody I was going to meet in 5-10 years, you know, somebody mm-hmm. I've met him in my second year and I've rode with him before. A lot of people are very willing to help. There's very few people that I've been on the indies with and they're like, oh, I don't like traveling with other people. You know, most people are here to help. Most people are here to give you advice. And the best place to get it is hop in a car and go into a show. That is how you get booked. That is just consistently showing up, almost being annoying, like to the promoter. If you're in the promoter's face constantly, they know you want it. And there's not a lot of promoters that like will look at someone and be like, oh no, like, you know, they see people put in the work, they see people show up, they see people help out as much as they can. So that is my easiest advice, and just pull up to shows that have exposure. Like, there's, I was lucky and blessed enough to have Action, SCI, TWE, which are on IWTV, which a lot of the fans, and shout out to the fans that clip the matches and they show and they post them on Twitter, they post them on social media. That helps so much. Like, I've retweeted something of mine or like posted something of mine and another promoter hits me up. Oh, okay, you were in the ring with this person, or you did this, or I saw you at this promotion, and then I'll get a booking from that. So shout out to y'all that do all that stuff. That really helps us out a lot, more than you think. But yeah, hop in a car and ask as many questions. Be annoying. Like, just like, obviously don't piss people off, but like, no. Don't be afraid to ask questions. People are here to help. More people than you think are here to help.
You know, this is the first time that like I've had somebody actually say all this on a pod, which is interesting because a lot of people always say the same thing. It's like, oh, you know, find replica school, you know, things like that. But, you know, I have friends that, you know, are trying to get out there more, and I tell them the same thing. And I'm like, you gotta show up places, you know, like, you know, I've had wrestlers just come with me just doing backstage interviews for the podcast and stuff like that. And, you know, I've watched people get booked. I've watched people get booked on this podcast before, you know, like literally during the podcast, you know? So, you know, so it's definitely, you know, important. So, you know, thank you for that, you know. What else? So let's talk about what you got coming up so people can come support you and stuff like that. I have a bunch of graphics that you had sent
me. I'm glad you have the graphics because I'm terrible with dates and like my man puts the calendar together for me and I just look at it and I'm like, oh, I'm here this weekend. So
I have the 17th of February, you and you, Luca Daniels here. I love the name. Yes. Don't call it a comeback. I'm here for it.
Yes. Yes, me and Luca Daniels, championship qualification match. It's the first time I'm in the ring with Luca Daniels. He's a bit of a smartass from what I know, so I would love to double stomp him through the apron and and qualify for that championship.
There you go. Shout out to Rouch in the chat. Hi, how's it going? Thanks for joining. That's awesome. Okay, so the one that I'm, like, so excited for and I marked the hell out was you and Alex Zane. Okay?
Oh, my God. Like,
Black Label Pro, because that, you know, Alex Zane is the reason how I got into Black Label Pro in the first place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like, I didn't know it existed, but this is the whole point, you know, is, like, I find promotions from, like, you guys. Like, I find somebody, and then I start following them around, and this is how I find, like, promotions because I'm supporting that wrestler or whatever like that. But I remember when Alex Zane and Blake Christian were first going to Black Label Pro years ago, and I was like, oh. And Zane's been on this podcast numerous times. That's one of my list of husbands. You know, that's my thing on this podcast. I love him. I miss him. So when you see him, tell me I miss him.
yes, I will. I'll let him know.
But I'm so excited and I'm mad because it's over there and not here because I would be here for this match. So I'm here.
Shout out to Black Label Pro and Alex Zane. So Mikey over at Black Label Pro is I'm so glad I'm a very patient person, so I don't need to know all the time like what's going on. And I kinda like being surprised. And that's exactly what Mikey has been doing to me for the past 3-4 shows that I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last time I was at Black Label Pro, I got to wrestle Orlando Cologne, former WWE tag team champion, Epico. Yes, Epico. And he didn't tell me that. Nor did he tell me that I was going to have Alex Zane on the next show. So I about lost it. I marked out myself. I'm like, this is crazy that I'm, it's just crazy to me that I'm wrestling Alex Zane. You know, I'm usually like recently I've been very confident. I've been very like, I got this. This is one of those that I'm like, oh, I need to bring it for real.
I have. It's so funny. I was like looking for him, like, where is it? I was like, I have an Alex Zane pop.
Hell yeah.
that shout out. Damn. Trying not to look like the glare. You know, it was funny because, like, he was on the podcast and we were talking about it, but that's so
that's
funny.
Awesome.
But yeah, this is Alex Zane.
Well, I know who you're rooting for now. That's okay.
I'm excited for the match. Stop it. Like, that's my boy. We go back a long time. That's why. But no. I was excited. You saw I popped on social. I was like, yes, I'm here for this match. Like,
thank you.
So you guys better be watching that. So, and you better be, you know, rooting for both of them pretty much. Cause I'm here for both of you guys pretty much here. So, March 15th. So you got your 3-way. So Braden Toon. Bobby Flacco, like, he's another one. I saw he was writing on Twitter. He's another one that's been floating around, you know, making the waves around up here also. So that's going to be.
Shout out, Bobby. That's my boy.
So.
That is my boy. The past couple years, Bobby Flacco and I have really grown close. And we've been traveling up north. I feel like anytime I've been up north, I've been up there with Bobby. Either Bobby or Brogan. I know with Brogan, I went up to open a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Bobby, I've been to GCW, JCW a couple times. So shout out to him. Those two are my boys. I have wrestled both of them, Bobby and Braden, in singles matches. So I hope that's my saving grace with this triple threat. Because like I said earlier, I just don't have good luck with triple threats. But I have wrestled both of them individually before, so I'm hoping that is that'll help us.
I feel like that's going to be the, you know, the good three-way, that you're going to have a good match. We're putting it out
for
there.
Sure.
into the, you know, into the universe pretty much like that. But I was like, oh, this is a really good match, you know. So and then March 1st, like you were talking about, you know, the Haas tournament, you know, so this is gonna be on IWTV as well. You can check it out here. I got the graphics floating up here.
I feel like this year is my year between SCI, between Haas, Black Label, all the promotions that I'm at. I feel like it definitely could be my breakout year.
Definitely.
So that tournament, that Haas tournament, is mine for the taking.
Ooh, you've heard it here, folks. So, you know, definitely tune on in. So, yeah, so that's all the graphics I have. Was there anything else that...
I have... So, this Friday, I am at Action. I actually tweeted that I didn't have a match graphic, so I was like, am I fired from Action or something? But Matt hit me up. I do have something. It's not a match, but I do have something with a... I would say former friend of mine.
Ooh. So definitely check that out.
Make sure to tune in to Action.
I'm excited. I know, like Matt said, that there's stuff being announced on the show and stuff. So make sure you're tuned in. I'm really excited. I'm gonna be watching. I'll be tweeting, so you'll see tweets from me. You know, I'm here for it. Definitely check that out on IWTV. If you're not subscribed, you get on it. It's only $10
for sure.
a month.
And follow Action. Action's just been killing it, bringing in good talent, like just consistent, not just because I'm on there, but just in general. Like Matt always does a very good job of trying to highlight talent just from all over. So I feel like we're getting a little bit of the Northeast talent this go around.
I just messaged him the other day. I was telling him to check out, and actually I would like you and him to wrestle, Sammy Diaz. Shout out to him. He's another one that's been killing it. I feel like he's a hidden gem. And I think you guys would, like, just have a killer match. So that was like, okay, I'll check him out, you know? So, like, like I'm here for it. But I was so excited when, like, TJ Crawford, you know, like, when Austin Luke goes down there, you know, I'm waiting for Ryan Redfield to come down there, you know, like, you know, I'm just, like, waiting. So, but, yeah, shout out to Matt because he does great things with Action.
Absolutely,
so
he sure does.
Check that out this weekend. Yeah,
so, and I'm not just saying that because he's a promoter.
He paid up. No, I'm kidding.
Right. He paid
that's great. That's show. People see Matt on this podcast a bunch of times. So, so tell everybody where they could follow you. You know, merch, all that fun stuff.
So I make it easy for everybody. All my socials are at Rico94Gonzalez. Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, with a Z at the end, not an S. That's all my socials, YouTube, Instagram, X, PlayStation Network. What else do I have?
Oh, now you're going to have, like, the people coming at you, like at him. You're in trouble now.
Yeah, I think that's all the socials I have. I can't think of the other ones. Cash App, if you're trying to cash at me, that's the same. This is the same thing.
I put all those links in the description below, so if you didn't catch it, just
I will have a Pro Wrestling Tees here soon. I've just been real slow about setting that up, and I've been real bad with merch, but I promised myself I would get better about merch this year, and I already have, but I will get that set up soon.
There you go. There you have it. So make sure you give him a follow. Thank you for coming on this podcast and chatting with us for a little bit. So have to learn.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. Absolutely. And appreciate y'all for the questions.
Yes. Thanks everybody who's in the chat. Drop questions. Just like, you know, dropped in all the love. So I am off next week. I will be back. We're going to talk with the owners of Blood, Sweat, Tears in 2 weeks. So I will put out that graphic probably next week for you guys. And so you guys know the drill. Stay safe, support independent wrestling, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.